Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby, and it's your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, hunty, it is finally Friday. Oh my gosh, you guys, I swear these last 2 weeks have just flew freaking by, and I've been so busy. So many things are happening, and I just don't know what to do with myself. First of all, happy September. We mean we are almost there. We are almost to Queentober, and I am so freaking excited about that. It is now officially spooky season, okay? It is my favorite time of the year. Your girl loves herself some fall, okay? So I'm really, really excited. I'm so glad to be talking to you babes today. I have just missed you babes so freaking much. And yeah, I am just definitely glad to be back in the building chatting with you babes. So if you are new here, welcome to Fancy Plans and Things Radio. I'm your host, Queen. And if you're an oldie but a goodie, you slide on through every Friday, your girl drops an episode. Welcome back, boo. Welcome back, family. Okay. Look, I have the dopest listeners out there. Y'all are just the best. And I am so grateful and so thankful for y'all. I say this every week because honestly, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to y'all if it wasn't for you babes out here showing love and supporting me. And oh my gosh, the reception that I got for the last two episodes, like I got some DMs, you guys were chatting me up. I just absolutely freaking loved it. Yeah, let's keep having those chats. Let's keep opening the door. Let's keep supporting each other. And just look, just out here spreading positivity, being kind to one another, loving on one another. Because look, we definitely need that out here because we already know what. It is ghetto out here. Earth is so ghetto lately. Like, I am just not here for it. I swear. I'm still on that, y'all. I'm still ready to be like, beat me up, Scotty, because I am ready to get out of here. It is so many trash things happening in the world. So, look, we need to love on each other, be kind as much as we can, because we already have enough issues out here in the world. And, yeah, so the last 2 weeks for me, you know, I would love if you guys could actually drop your girl a line and let me know, what have you been up to? What are you excited about? Spooky season. Have you had that pumpkin spice latte, honey? Have you had the PSL? Because your girl is late to the train. I have not had my PSL yet, but I'm hoping to get one this weekend, okay? Because that's gonna be self-care what Sunday. So I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, treat myself on self-care Sunday. And yeah, so for the last 2 weeks for me, honestly, it has been crazy busy between creating content. I've gotten new planner goodies, and just trying to figure out life in general with like doctor's appointments. Things have changed. And you guys know I talk about like my life here and like the things that I'm going through. And also you guys know that I might as well go ahead and mention it because, you know, September is PCOS Awareness Month, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And it is something that is very near and dear to my heart because I've struggled with it for so long. And this year I don't really feel like I'm going to go into a special for it and do too much, you know, jazz for it this year. But I do want to say that I am so grateful for the babes who just like showed me love and have been here supporting me through the journey and asking if I'm okay and my thoughts and processes. And you guys know how like we went through this journey of like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to give it a go for baby. And then we changed our minds and things have just changed in general. And as of recently, like your girl has been like literally struggling. In the last 2 weeks, I've actually started taking insulin for my diabetes. And that has been a little bit of a journey because, you know, I'm being basically introduced to it. And so my doses just changing every week and staying on top of that and my blood sugar. And look, it is not all fun and games out here. So real life has been like out here kicking my booty, okay? Sis has got hands. I ain't saying I'm losing or nothing, but I'm just saying sis really got hands out here. Life really has hands. And so that has been going on behind the scenes. And then of course, y'all know I went to Disney. I went to Disney Animal Kingdom and I had so much fun. I went with my friend Ellie and then my hubs also went. And look, you guys, I was just so excited for him to go because he's never been to Disney Animal Kingdom. I absolutely love Disney Animal Kingdom only because I really love the animals and seeing all the cute little turtles and like the little birds and the tree of life and just taking fun photos. And as you guys saw, I got to meet Kevin. Oh my gosh, meeting Kevin was so freaking cute and so freaking adorable. And I just loved it. I loved my whole Up theme. You guys were freaking out over my dress. And look, here's the thing. I bought that dress, I want to say last year, or if not in 2020, 2021. I at least bought it in 2022, and it's just been hanging in my closet. And I knew that I wanted to wear it to Disney as a Disney bound, or at least just do a Disney bound and take photos, but I just felt like I never really got the chance. And around that same time, my Carl Loungefly also dropped on loungefly.com, and I was like, oh, I have to have it. So actually my mom ordered her one, and then she ordered mine, and it didn't come in time, so I took hers. And so I was just like, yes, this is just a perfect opportunity to do the whole up theme. I just absolutely loved it. Also, you guys, look, while we were at the park, I also met a fellow planner babe. Me and I reached out to her, and y'all already know it was Erica Canant. And look, let me tell you, Erica is like such a dope babe. She's so cool. I've been following her for a while, and she just really just gives out the positive vibes. She's a Disney babe, and I was like truly juiced to meet her, and she was everything. The girl that you see online is the girl that I met in person, and it's like one of my favorite things is to meet people that I see online and who that I'm drawn to and that I like and interact with online. To see them in person and to just get the same person that you're getting online was such a vibe for me, and I just absolutely love it. Honestly, I cannot wait to meet Just Playing Shan as well. But just meeting Erica was awesome. And I just can't wait to just like have a full girls day and we all go out to the park and just have a great time together. Like, look, my Disney trip was the vibe for me. I really enjoyed that. I can't wait to go back. The next park is Magic Kingdom. We're going to take that over as well. But yeah, you guys know it. My heart just loves me some Disney. I had such a blast. And thank you guys for all the love and support on the post and the vlogs and all of that stuff. I had so much fun recording and sharing with you guys. And it just was a vibe, okay? I'm that girl that's going to be at Disney, okay? I am that Disney adult, and I'm not going to hide it no more. I absolutely love Disney. I'm obsessed, okay? Clearly. And also, I bought all the lounge flies. I bought all the bags that I could find. I bought keychains. I bought pens. I bought it all, okay? I bought everything that I could find. I bought stuffed animals. Girl, I got it all, okay? So there will be a Disney haul that I will share with you guys. But girl, yeah, I had so much fun. It was such a blast. And it was just nice spending time, just spending a time with my friend and spending time with my hubs and just like us just chilling and walking through the park and eating snacks and just having a really good day. And I did try to decompress and just kind of like relax and stay in the moment and just not really focus on like being on my phone, like interacting on like TikTok or Instagram. I did record and different stuff like that, but I did try to enjoy the moment, and it's just really nice to just take time to enjoy that moment. And I want to remind people, take time to enjoy the moment, take time to just kind of relish in the moment with your family and make those core memories. And honestly, that Disney trip definitely does have core memories for me. And the month of August really just had a bunch of core memories. Not only did me and Hub celebrate 15 years being together, which was the wrong year, we've been together for 16 years. But we also went to Disney, and we just made a lot of memories and things that we can look back on. And those are the things that you can cherish. I know that we get materialistic and we buy a lot of things and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, the things don't really matter. It's the people that we are surrounded by, the people that we love, and the people that we want to spend our days with and enjoy those moments. And those are the things that are really, really important. So just reminding y'all to just, you know, lock in y'all some core memories every now and again and take a break and unplug, because it's super important. And while we're talking about that, I fell into a creative funk as well in the month of August. And, you know, being in a creative funk, especially when you are a content creator and you're creating different things, and I'm creating things for multiple platforms and different Instagrams. I have a Disney Instagram, and then I do combine everything into one. And then, of course, I have the podcast Instagram, and then I have a TikTok and all those different places. I just kind of hit a creative wall. I felt like just like my content wasn't good enough. And I felt like I was having a little bit of that imposter syndrome creeping back in. And I had to really just give myself that push and that talk and be like, look, you are you. Move at your own pace. Figure it out. And it's okay to give yourself grace. And, you know, we talk a lot about giving ourselves grace, because honestly, I feel like as people, and like especially when like me who struggle with like perfectionism, like wanting things to be perfect and like the way they look and the way that I post, and I want them to look perfect in the creative feeds and stuff like that. Sometimes it's not about those things. Sometimes it's about posting things and creating things that you truly love and that you enjoy. So when you look back on them, you're getting joy from them and not trying to fit into what society says you should fit into and fit into that regular norm and all that stuff. And, you know, and sometimes, like I said, that authentic journey is just something that is every day that I'm going pushing forward through and reminding myself, like, look, you're in your lane. Nobody can do you the way you do you. And it is okay to be different. It's okay to stand outside of the box, and it's okay to move in a way that makes you feel good and happy with the content that you're creating versus trying to please other people. Because look, like I said, you can be the ripest, juiciest peach out there, honey, and it's still gonna be some person out there talking about, I don't like peaches. Girl, come on now. So, you know, we already know that we cannot please everybody. We know that we cannot just fit into what society says all the time. Sometimes we have to break those chains, break those cycles, and just kind of really do ourselves and just be in our own lanes. And it's okay to say, I'm standing up for myself. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to do what I want to do. And as of lately, that is something that has like really been my thing. Like, I'm really trying to make my content my own and figure out my place and the things that I want to create. And one of the things that has really helped me is taking on the partnerships with Hot Topic and just really posting those different fashion things and just stepping out into my Disney stuff, because there's so many layers of me and I want to share everything of me because there's so many different pieces of me. And so in order for me to be happy and truly feel like myself, I need to not hide away those certain things about myself. And that's why I continue to share this journey of authenticity, because it hasn't been easy. And you know, the light switch didn't just flip on. It has been a learning process. It has definitely been learning curves in this game, but I can say that I'm truly proud of myself, that I'm literally pushing forward and I'm wanting to be the best version of myself every day and be better than I was the day before. And so that's what I've really been working on. These last 2 weeks have just been absolutely crazy. And then on top of that, with the creative funk, you know, Instagram has all its changes. And I don't know about y'all, but does anybody else miss the old Instagram? Like, every now and again, I just be like, dang, I wish I could just post a photo. Back in the day when you post a photo and your likes would go ham and everybody was loving it. But now it's all about reels. And while I do love creating the reels and I have so much fun, I also miss just old Instagram where you could just post a photo. And so I have been trying to just continue posting photos as well on my page, things that make me happy. While I want to do some of the new things and get the likes and the follows and the shares and all of that, I still need to create content that's going to make me happy and post things that are going to make me happy. So I'm still sliding the photos in there here and there, but girl, can we get a even mix? Can we get the reels and the photos? You know, can we get the reels and the photos? That's all I'm saying. Because I mean, I feel like if we just wanted a full video app, we could go to TikTok for that. So I mean, I get it, Instagram. I know you're trying to keep up with TikTok. Y'all are gonna always low-key be superior because y'all have multiple things that you can do on your platform versus TikTok. But you know, and y'all ain't so, I mean, well, yeah, where TikTok has you where you can go on live and play all the music and do whatever you want, Instagram doesn't allow you to do that. But then at the same time, I don't feel like Instagram really hinders your content the way that TikTok does, especially if you are a Black or person. First of all, my hand is itching. Especially if you are a Black or a person of color content creator, because let me tell you, I feel like they really do hold you back over on TikTok, especially if you're Black, you're plus size, any type of person of color. Like, they're just over there holding us back. And while I do enjoy TikTok, that also like kind of stops me from going hard over on TikTok, because I do know that they will hold your content back and that they are harder on us. And as always, Black content creators, we are not looked at as the first. We are literally the slim pickings. We are literally the leftovers. And it really sucks, especially when we put our heart and our soul into our content and we create things. And a lot of times the things that we create and the things that we put our heart and soul into are stolen and repurposed. And then they're like, oh my God, so new, so fresh, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no girl, no, no, because you stole that from a Black content creator. And so those are the things that can really get frustrating as a content creator, knowing that you can put in all your hard work, all your time, and still get looked over just because you are Black. And that's why we talk a lot about, you know, equality and diversity and inclusion and all these different things, because this is the stuff that is happening out here to content creators where we are actually looked over. And it's why, you know, I learned this from one of the planner babes out here in the community, Crafty Planner Queen. She's used to say that she tags all her stuff as a Black content creator, because honestly, we are Black content creators and people need to know that we do exist, and you should be able to find a hashtag and look under there if you're looking for a Black content creator and see all of these beautiful Black men and women who are out here creating content. So, you know, it is hard. And like I said, that whole creative funk just really took me and my mindset, and just, I've been trying to push through it and just really try to create the things that I love, and just hoping that what I love translates to you guys and you guys love it. And I'm just grateful for everybody who's been out here supporting me. So that is one thing that has been going on. Now, today's episode, the main topic, girl, it is a rant. Okay. It's a rant about a few things. And honestly, it is about Black women and people of color and the things that we wear and do to our bodies that seem to mystify white/white presenting people. And so I have a couple little, it's like Karens in the wild, honestly, because I feel like, honestly, that statement of like, when you're Black, you're never really alone. It truly is true, because honestly, the amount of times that I have been to the bathroom, come out of the stall, minding my own business in the mirror, washing my hands, you know, gotta fluff the little hair a little bit, you know, make sure the makeup cute and stuff. And then some white woman comes up to me and says, "Oh my God, it's all of that, your hair. Oh my God, your hair is so cute. Can I touch it?" And before the words "can I touch it" leave their lips, their hands are already reached out. It's absolutely disgusting. And as of lately, in the last couple of months, I have just experienced like some of the wildest ish out here with women with my hair. And look, first I want to say the things that Black women do, or even Black men, that we do to our hair, our makeup, our clothes, these are not costumes. This is like our personality. And this is one of the moments that something happened to me the other day that made me realize, like, this is why people feel uncomfortable coming out of their house in their true form, like wearing whatever the hell they want to wear, doing their hair however they want, doing their makeup however they want, because we are allowed to exist in our bodies. We're allowed to exist and be truly ourselves without other people hindering that and coming and saying, "Oh my God, you shouldn't have that on, or you should wear that, or you should cover up this." Like, no, ma'am, mind your business. Because if it's not affecting you, sis, why are you opening your mouth? So the thing for me is, the first thing that I should probably tell y'all, as of recently, you guys know I have always done the Afro puffs where I do like the purple one. Sometimes I have a purple or a blue one. I did the rainbow mohawk. Like, you guys know I change up my hair a lot. And honestly, changing up my hair is like me just kind of like being creative. Okay. My hair, my makeup, they are something that truly is like self-care for me, and is something that lets me express myself and to be different. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be different. And so I enjoy doing my hair in different ways. So as of recently, I started back wearing my purple Afro puffs, and me and babe went out minding our own business, doing our own thing. And y'all, this woman, I go into Five Below, I come out of Five Below, she's coming out of Walmart next door to the Five Below. And I turn my head, and me and this woman make eye contact. Now, let's preface that this is a Karen, okay? I'm calling her Karen because she was giving Karen energy, okay? So, Karen, you know, she sees me, I see her. I go to turn my head, but she starts taking her fingers and doing the eye motion, you know, like, girl, eye to eye, we connecting, we on the same thing, right, same page. But no, sis, we was not on the same page. She then says, "Oh my God, I love your hair." Now, you would have thought that would have been enough. I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much." And then she says, "I see you getting ready for Halloween." What now? What? What? So then I proceeded to correct her. I was like, "Oh no, ma'am, this is every day." And then she says, "Oh yeah, Halloween is every day. Ha 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 ha." What the hell is funny, Karen? No, Halloween is not every day, and this is not a costume. This is just the way I choose to express myself. And yet again, here you go inserting your nose in somebody's business. Here you go. I feel like low-key just jealous, because you know we can switch our hair up into many different styles regularly, okay? And here you go with that limp noodle looking hair, that you can't do nothing with, you know? And then it's just like, and then her appearance wasn't that great. You know, she's just sloppily dressed. And the thing that frustrated me the most was, it was the day that I created my Disney content for my new Jasmine bag that you guys recently saw. And it was like, I was dressed in that outfit. And it was like, what part of this, which is like a normal everyday outfit, just a little bit alternative, what part of this outfit makes you think that I'm dressed for Halloween? What part of this says Halloween, okay? And then mind you, this is like, literally when I walked into Five Below, people were like, oh my God, I love your aesthetics. You look so cute, blah, 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 blah. And then I walk out of Five Below into this, okay? And this is just one of the many things that I have experienced when talking about like my hair or like people reaching out to touch me, especially when I have box braids. People are always asking me, oh, can I touch it? What does it feel like? How long does it take to get your hair done? Oh my gosh, that's such a long time. I literally had a girl one time run up to me screaming like, oh my God, I love your hair. Your locks are so cute. Locks, ma'am, these are not locks, these are box braids. Clearly you don't even know, you don't even have the education to know the difference between locks and box braids. And this is, like I said, not the first time, and it's really frustrating to me because I feel like people need to get it together. We're not exotic, we're not animals, we're not creatures. Why are you rubbing on me? Why are you touching on me? Why are you looking at me in wonder and amazement? Because look, the thing about this is that when white women or white presenting women dye their hair, color their hair, it seems to be the norm. But the moment that Black women do it, it's either something that's like, oh, you must be in a costume, or she's ghetto, or he's ghetto. Like, where do we get this from? And why is it that it's okay in society for white women and white men to dye their hair and do all the punk rock and alternative things? But the moment that you see a Black man or woman doing these things, what is happening here? And not even people are learning enough to educate themselves about Black people's hair. And here's the thing that's weird to me, because look, this is the thing that heats my soul, honey. It heats my soul up so bad, because when white people ask, can they touch my hair, their hand is already out. They're not even allowing me to say no. I'm literally having to jerk back like no, like, because their hand is already out to touch me. And the thing that when they get ready to touch my hair, the first thing that comes to my mind is how their ancestors was filling their furniture with Black people's hair. They were using African Americans' hair to put inside and stuff their furniture. Their mamas and pawpaws. Just throw it away. Throw it away, because I'm so over it. I'm so disgusted. And when I say this has happened to me multiple times, let's go back. Let's rewind back a couple months ago when I told you guys that I had to have a colonoscopy, right? Now, I don't know about y'all. This is my first colonoscopy, but if you've never had one, let me explain to you a little bit prep of the procedure, okay? The day before you have the colonoscopy, they make you drink like this stuff called citric magnesia, and then they give you, tell you to take some Miralax and a whole bunch of other stuff. So you about to just be in the potty, okay? You're going to be in the potty just pooping your life away, okay? Just know that. Then the next day, you get up and you can't eat nothing, okay? You know you're hungry because you ain't got nothing in your system. You go to the little place, they sign you in, check you in, you wait, and then they call you to the back to prep you for your procedure, okay? And with a colonoscopy, they're going to put you to sleep. So imagine this. Again, yet again, it is the Afro puffs that I have in, okay? We get back there, lady's like, oh my gosh, your hair is so cute. You know, the nurses and stuff, they're just, oh my gosh, your hair is so cute. You look so adorable, blah, blah, blah. Okay, thank you. You know, fine. Nothing out of the way. And then the anesthesiologist, right? The anesthesiologist comes to the back, you guys, and she comes to talk to me because a lot of times they feel like they get weary about putting me to sleep because the doctors are like, you have a small airway, so we just kind of need to see, make sure your throat is good so we don't have to, you know, basically put you to sleep and then be trying to save your life at the same time, okay? And I do snore, so I ain't gonna lie. I be out here snoring, okay? I be calling the hogs and sounding like semi-trucks, okay? Especially when I'm tired. So I get it. I want to be safe. Y'all don't want to put me to sleep because y'all want to make sure I'm good, right? The anesthesiologist comes. She's like, oh my God, I love your hair. It's so cute. She asked me to open my mouth so she can check my throat, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, right? We leave. Now, mind you, the only thing that I have on is a gown, okay? I have nothing else on but a gown. Okay. So they roll me back there to the room to do the procedure, right? This is right before they get ready to put me to sleep. The anesthesiologist comes back, you guys, and she's like, your hair is just so cute. Now, mind you, she's in the process of about to put me to sleep. She proceeds to rub my afro puffs in my head like I am her dog. And then I went to sleep like my lights were out, right? And I remember waking up still mad. I went to sleep mad because I was like in shock. And imagine this, like when they're doing this procedure, your whole behind is out. So my whole behind is out for the world and you rubbing my head like I'm a pet. What in the hell is going on? White people, white women, white presenting, stop it. Stop doing this to black women. Stop acting like our culture and the things that we're doing is so out of the norm and so weird to you. And oh my gosh, that is no, stop, because it's absolutely freaking disgusting. And the amount of times that this has happened to me, but I have to say that the other day when I was told that I was dressed like Halloween, and the time that my head got petted while I was getting a colonoscopy, was absolutely disgusting to me. Like, those have been like some of the most, like, because think about, you're in a vulnerable state, right? And then you're getting put to sleep and somebody's doing this to you. How freaking disrespectful. Y'all have got to do better. And it's not my job to educate you on black hair. If there's something that you want to know, there's Google. Y'all got the same Google, the same internet that Beyonce got, okay? So I don't understand why y'all can't Google whatever it is, because it's not the jobs of black men and women to teach y'all about African culture or to teach y'all about our heritage and cultural appropriation. Quit. It's not our job to teach you anything. It's not our job to teach you how to be anti-racist. It's not our job to teach you not to be racist. None of that stuff. It is not our job at all. It is on the backs of you to see something. You see something, say something. It's on your back to correct it. We did not create the problem. You did. So do freaking better. And on top of that, y'all, the last couple of weeks, I have been so annoyed with TikTok because I kept seeing this video that really just kind of frustrated me, because people were not understanding what was happening in this moment. And one of the things that were happening in this moment was that it was a little girl, a little white girl, or white presenting, I should say, but I'm going to say she was white. A little white girl, she wanted that. She asked her mom, could she get her hair done like the beautiful brown ladies with the braids? She's like, they're so beautiful and I love them and the beautiful brown ladies. And look, while I respected that and while I saw what was an innocent moment of like, oh my God, I love the brown women and their hair looks gorgeous and beautiful. Her mom did, I believe her mom told her no at first, like, you know, we can't do that. Your hair won't withstand it. You know, this and that. And I was like, okay, kudos to mom. She's letting her know. And I love that she was still embracing, letting her know that it's okay to love the brown women and all of that. But then it took a turn, you guys. And let me tell you, I was so frustrated with this turn that it took, because there was many things in this turn that I saw that was going to be a problem for later. Number one, the turn took that someone, a black woman, reached out and was like, hey, you know, I can do her hair for free. So they rolled out a red carpet for her. They were going to do her hair, get her hair braided. And one of the things that I realized was her mom had originally started with teaching her. This was a teachable moment. This was a moment to teach her some things, to give her a little bit of a lesson, to give her a little bit of history, and to explain to her why black women get their hair braided and why that is a protective style. And that it's not just a protective style, but it's culturally ingrained into us with how we braid our hair. Braid patterns for slaves to run away and to get to safety. They braid corn rolled their hair with beans and rice so they would have food to eat while they were on the run. There was a lot of things that they could have taught this little girl that she could have respect and admiration for black women and their hair, versus you guys going along with the situation saying, oh my gosh, she's so precious and she's so cute. Well, you know, I was once so precious and so cute, you know, but I was four and I also experienced racism. By you telling this little girl that she could get her hair braided and you rolling off the red carpet for her, you gave her a chance to realize that she can have anything she wants. Again, her privilege almost overrode that. And then you guys saying, yes, 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 let's braid her hair. Let's invite her to the cookout, blah, 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 blah. While that's all good and fine, sometimes it's okay to say no. sometimes it's okay to take this as a teachable moment and say, let's explain to her why she shouldn't have her hair braided. Because here's the thing. Later, what you're going to be raising is a culture vulture. Later, you're going to be upset that, oh, she got her hair braided. She got them box braids in her hair. Culture appropriation, blah, blah, blah. But you have said that it was okay. Y'all have already set this tone that it was okay. Instead of teaching her a lesson, instead of telling her no. And that it's okay to hear the word no. And let me explain to you why we're not doing this for you. Let me explain to you what is behind the significance of Black women getting their hair braided. No, they roll out the red carpet. And all I could think about in this moment was the teachable lesson that they could have taught her, talking about Black women's hair, letting her understand the history behind it. And this is why critical race theory is important. They want to take these out of the school, but this is why it's important, because literally the history is just getting erased, and it's the erasure of just the Black community and the things that we have went through and the things that we're still going through and the things that we're still trying to get changed till this day. But somebody just take a big ass eraser and erase it away. And so it was just really frustrating me, because I felt like, okay, this was a lost opportunity. This was an opportunity that her privilege still got her. And all while I could think about this same incident where people are rolling out the red carpet for this cute little white girl to get her hair braided, they also neglected some of the Black girls in the Black community who went back to school and didn't have enough money to get their hair braided or hair done to go back to school. Do I think that she didn't deserve to have a moment? Yeah, she definitely did. But not that moment of you taking away something that you could have done for someone in the Black community. Not that moment that you took away that lesson that she could have learned, and to understand and better understand the history of Black women, but to also understand, like, this is why we do this, and this is why we can't do this, and this is why this is this way. But instead of that, you guys allowed her to get her hair braided. You guys celebrate her getting her hair braided. You guys wanted to invite her to the cookout, and y'all all protect this precious baby, all because she innocently said the beautiful brown ladies. And while I respected that and I saw so much kindness and so much goodness in this little girl and she was so cute, I still felt like she should have been told no. Because the problem is, by you not telling her no, by you celebrating her in this moment, will you still keep that same energy if she was 15, 17, 21? Would you keep that same energy of her getting her hair braided? No, you wouldn't. These are the same people who would have dragged her for filth, but are now clapping their hands. Oh my God, she's so precious. She's so cute. We have got to do better. And I'm talking about this issue because it just has been weighing on me. And out of the many times of, like, just with what I'm wearing, my hair, people just feel the need to want to touch me or tell me, oh my God, that's so different. Wow, how did you get it like that? Oh my gosh, your hair is so curly. I'm Black. It's supposed to be curly. I have type 4C hair. I'm a Black woman. I am 100% a Black woman with type 4C hair. And that's the most hair that you see that is not portrayed as beautiful. That people say, oh my God, your hair is so coarse. It's so hard to deal with. It's so hard to work with. That's the type of hair that I have. It's not hard to work with. You just need to know what you're doing. And we need to start celebrating Black men and women who are stepping outside of their boxes and trying something that is not the norm. And not telling them that they're dressed in a costume or that there's something, some weird oddity just walking around, some weirdo walking around. Oh, you must be ready for dress for Halloween. What? This is why Tiffany Haddish got that girl together and said, honey, this is not a costume. We're not dressed in costumes. And I feel like it's only towards Black women and men, because I swear I've never in my life went around somebody and said, oh my God, let me touch your hair. Or, oh my God, girl, I love your hair. Let me no, why? Why are you filling people up? Why are we touching people and petting them like dogs? It's not cool. And I just want to say, y'all, do better. Do better. Start teaching your kids to not want to touch other people. Start explaining to them when they start asking questions and start saying, oh, mom, I really love this and I really like this. Start explaining to them the history of things. Start explaining to them that it's that they're going to hear no at some point in their life. Because honestly, while I truly believe the little girl was so adorable and so sweet, I still feel like that was a lesson that could have been taught. That was a missed opportunity to have an open conversation. Because for me personally, if I'm at four and was able to experience racism for the first time and be called the N-word at four, I'm sure she's about, what, 7, 8, 9? She could have handled this conversation and explained to her. You know, she may be even 6 or 7, but explain to her, this is why we don't do this, but this is why these beautiful brown ladies do this, and this is the history behind it. And respect that and stand firm on, you're not going to do that for her, but we thank you for loving the beautiful brown ladies in the black community. Simple as that. It has just been crazy to me, and y'all, I just had to get that off my chest. I know y'all like, oh, girl, you on a soapbox. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox. But look, we got to do better when it comes to looking at how people are dressed and the way they do their hair. And like I said, for me, it's literally like therapy. My face is a canvas. I get to paint it any way that I want. My hair is pretty much a canvas. I get to do different styles and try out different things. And for me, it's fun. And if I love creating different looks and trying out different things. And that is what it's all about being in fashion and pressing, you know, pushing the envelope and saying, I am different and I'm okay with being different. And here's the new look that I created today. And tomorrow I'm gonna create another one and slay the game again. You know, I am that girl. I'm gonna slay y'all every time. Okay. So it's just really frustrating for me to see that and to just have been seeing that on TikTok and then have these same like different little issues happen to me and just made me feel like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Is there like a disconnect? Why are y'all doing this? And, you know, these Karens have got to do better, you know. And I just feel like, you know, in this moment of like talking about hair and talking about the way women are dressed and women in general and like me stepping outside of my box more and wearing the things that I want, I shouldn't have to feel like I have to explain the way I'm dressed, and I shouldn't have to explain my makeup, and I shouldn't have to explain my hair, and I dang sure don't have to have people touch me. And it's crazy because it is always my first thought, like when someone who is white or white presenting starts complimenting on my hair, I'm automatic in panic mode of like, they're about to touch me. Which way do I need to go? Which way do I need to move? How do I need to, you know, block that hand from reaching out, touching my hair, or just touching me in general, because it's not okay. I feel like it's almost like assault a little bit, like you just out here physically touching me without consent. Like, I didn't tell you that you could touch me. And it's the really frustrating part of like, can I touch it? And before the words leave your lips, honey, for your lips have fully parted, you still got your hand reached out ready to touch me. I'm not your dog, I'm not your cat. Okay, what is the fetish? And that's the thing, it really is almost like a fetish, or it's just like some weird thing that you guys have that is like, oh, it looks so different, it's so exotic, I love it. No, it's every day. Because when you see a white woman dyeing her hair pink, green, blue, purple, orange, whatever the hell the color is, y'all don't think it's so different or so exotic, or you don't think anything of it. You don't question her, you don't ask her if she's in a costume. But automatically when we do it, it's like, oh, you're in a costume, or this is so ghetto, look, she must be a hood rat, you know, because those are the type of words that y'all be using. And it's just absolutely disgusting to me. And I really feel like we definitely need to start thinking about these things. We need to start using our common sense when we're out talking to people and addressing them in their bodies and stuff like that, and have some respect. Have some respect for your fellow person. And sometimes if you like something, even if you're inquisitive, sometimes don't ask the question. Don't ask the question. Just say, oh my God, I love your hair, and keep it pushing. Because you asking some of the questions may seem like you're just asking questions, but it is coming off offensive. It is coming off like you're being racist. It is coming off like we're some kind of exotic pet that you can stare at and look at in a museum. And it's not cool. And I'm not feeling that. And that is why I had to bring it to attention and bring it to awareness. Like, hey, this is some stuff that is going on that we need to fix and that we need to talk about. and y'all can spread the word and help it get out, because honey, I have been over it lately, okay? And I don't think I could take much more of somebody like touching me or saying something slick, because I'm literally just gonna start screaming at the next person in public. Like, if you put your hands on me, I'm literally just gonna start saying that. It's so sad that we even have to do that, or even just bring awareness to people like, hey, do not touch me, do not touch my hair, this is, don't put your fingers in my tresses, do not put my your fingers in my locks, this is not for you. I feel like my hair is very sacred, and I feel very closer to my hair than I used to. I'm into my hair more. I style it in different ways a lot more. But one of the things that have drawn me to my hair even more is learning that what our ancestors went through, and learning that about the box braids, and learning about the Bantu knots and all these different styles that we wore in our hair for protective styles, but not only that, for ways to get away, for drawing maps in our hair with our hair braided to be able to get to safety. So yeah, my hair is beautiful. And yes, I am teaching, I want to teach myself how to love my hair. That goes into the journey of being authentic, of like truly loving my hair. Because again, I said, like, I have 4C hair, and anybody who understands that knows what 4C hair is. And if you don't, research it. Is that people do tend to tell you, oh, your hair is so coarse, it's so dry, it's hard to deal with, it's hard to manage, just blah, 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 blah. But the girls with the 4C hair get it. The girlies with the 4C hair, if you get it, you get it. You know that it is not that hard to deal with. It's just learning how to take care of it. It's learning how to maintain it. And I think that for me, loving my hair is super important for me, because it has a lot of history behind it. And I also know that loving my hair for me is also helping heal my inner child, because there are a few things that happened to me younger that happened with my hair that kind of had me like in tears. And even when I was in, you know, my adult years, early like 20s, you know, there's things that just very traumatic happened to me with my hair. And so me just starting to love all my hair and loving the way that I style it and changing up my look and switching up different things and wearing different wigs and all these different things that I do, isn't just a costume. It's me loving my hair. It's me showing how I do my hair in different ways and different styles to be creative and to show different looks. And it's a part of like my fashion and my style and who I am. And so we have got to do better. And I think if more Black women and more Black men start speaking up about their experiences with other people who are not of color, especially white men and white women, because it hasn't just been white women that have done this to me. White men have done this to me too. And I've been told, oh, you look so exotic, you know, when I have blonde hair. And it's like, thanks, creepo. You know, so, you know, we need to start having these conversations and open up a door, especially like even my Afro-Latina girls. Like, I know with colorism and we talk about hair and things like that, I know that that has to be happening to them as well. And so I would love to open up the door and have a discussion and how we can move forward to fix these things and how we can get people to stop, you know, dehumanizing us and making us feel like we're less than and just like we're just an exhibit on display or something. Like, it's just so weird, you know? And so we just definitely need to open up the door and talk about it more. And so, like, if you guys would reach out and want to open up, you guys can reach out to me at Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram, or we can open up a discussion and a chat and talk about it. And even if you are a person who is not of color and you have questions and you want to talk about it and ask what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, which I feel like you should know, I'm going to grant you grace this time. And girl, yes, come on, let's have a conversation so I can tell you to stop touching people and stop asking weird questions, because it's out of pocket, it's out of hand, and y'all need to do better. And I feel like when you know better, you do better. And so if I'm calling it out and we start having this conversation, people can start doing better and stop the foolishness, you know? So that is my rant for today. I'm going to get up off my soapbox. But yeah, just learn how to educate yourselves. Like I said, y'all got the same internet Beyonce got. It ain't no reason. Y'all out here listening to that new Renaissance album, honey. Y'all, that same internet y'all listening to it on, that same internet y'all Googling and stuff on, that's the same internet you can ask some questions to, figure out the answer, do some research, get you some books, you know? Learn, okay? learn how to do better and be better. So yeah, I'm off my soapbox now. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday, because I'm super excited for the weekend, you guys. I have been busy all week long trying to like prep my new planners. And speaking of new planners, let me talk about it. Okay, let me talk about it before we go. So earlier this year, okay, because we never really talk about planners. Let's talk about some planners. So earlier this year, about 3-4 months ago, I realized how I love pre-planning, okay? And I have this Shop Bandeau planner that I use that is like my pre-planner, and I write down everything throughout the week that I need to get done. And sometimes it's chicken scratch. There's no stickers. There's no nothing. It's literally just pen. Sometimes I'll use a highlighter, but it is literally just, most of the time, it's just pen on this planner. And I literally write down everything. And then I transfer it into the planners that I need. And so I have a wellness planner, I have a catch-all planner, and then I have a social media content work planner that I use. And so my social media content planner is like one of my favorite planners of all time, because look, your girl used to say, I am not about that coil life. I'm not about that coil life. Until I got the SPCO coil planner. Okay. And if you don't know what SPCO is, it's Savannah Paper Co. They sent me a coil planner that I have been absolutely in love with for months. It has been one of my favorite planners to use. The paper quality is absolutely amazing. The coil is banging. And y'all, they got the dopest covers out there. The covers change up regularly. They're easy to switch in and out. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And it is one of my favorite planners. It comes in A5 wide, and it also comes in B6. And I have absolutely loved this planner like forever. And if you guys want to get one, or you want to check it out, go over and check out Savannah Paper Co. And you can use the code QUEEN15 to get 15% off that planner. Okay. And then, you guys, I also have been using, guess who's back? Guess who's back? Back again. Yes, your girl is back using a passion planner. Okay. You heard it here first before everybody else gets to see my passion planner. But I recently ordered a new passion planner because I was put back on the team for this year for being a passion ambassador. And I said, well, you know what? I really did love my first passion planner. And if you guys don't know, my first passion planner, I actually use as a wellness planner, which led me down the road of, you know, like the wellness journey, and just realizing that it is good to just kind of keep track of the things that I'm eating and my health and stuff like that. Especially since I'm diabetic, I have PCOS and a whole bunch of other things going on, thyroid condition, girl, you know, I got the triple whammy over here. Okay. So sometimes, you know, it helps me to just keep things in order and keep things in check and stuff like that. And so yeah, I have been using that, my wellness planner has LPA, which is Life Planner Action inserts in them, which you can use code QUEEN10, honey, to get them inserts. And my favorite inserts from her are the blackout ones. But I recently got back into my passion planner, right? And I decided to use a passion planner as a catch-all. I've never done this before, and I just literally started in the month of August. I literally got my passion planner like 2 weeks ago, and then I decided to backplane because I literally just didn't have a catch-all planner, because I was using an Aurastel A5 wide and I was using LPA inserts, but it just wasn't working out for me like the way I needed it. And you know what's crazy, you guys? So I have noticed that the more that I have gotten into planning, and the more that I have stepped away from certain brands and certain things, and y'all know what certain brands we're talking about. It begins with an H, ends with a P. Okay. It just seems like the more I stepped away from those different brands, I have realized that my planner style has changed. While I'm still very decorative, I love me some stickers, honey. I don't need to switch things around as much in my planner. As long as I got my monthly section and my weekly section, and it's in the way that I, you know, in the order that I need it to be in, I'm usually pretty much fine. And as long as my planner starts on a Monday, because y'all, I don't know why, but my brain has now been trained to think that my planner starts on a Monday and the weekend belongs together, honey. So it's no Sunday start for me. I cannot do the Sunday start. I'm not here for it. It is not my thing. But y'all, I have really truly loved my passion planner, and I have really gotten back into planning and being able to pre-plan and just kind of look at my week at a glance and see all the things that I need to do, and then transfer everything into the appropriate planner. And that way I'll be like, okay, whatever's for work, I go to my work planner. Whatever's for home, I go to my catch-all planner. And I do have work stuff in my catch-all planner, because again, it is the catch-all planner. I have track bills and things that need to get paid and done. And so I have really been into Just planning lately. I have really enjoyed my planners, and my planning style has changed a lot. And like I said, I know you guys don't see my planner quite often. And I don't always show after the pin spreads, because honestly, after pin spreads, I write a lot of things in my planner that I just feel like are personal, and I don't always show after the pin spreads, but I am going to try and start showing a few things here and there that you guys can see. Maybe I'll show like after pin spread and like my social media planner or something like that. But yeah, I have really been into just planning and planning for me and trying to figure out how to plan my best life. And so my planner lineup is recently, like I said, I literally have my pre-planner, which is Shaw Bandeau. I have my SBCO planner, and then I have my passion planner, and then of course I have my wellness planner. So your girl is using 4 planners and a notebook, okay, which my notebook consists of all my podcast stuff. And I have really been into all of my planners, and honestly, 2 of the planners, one is a twin loop, one is a coil planner, one is a ring bound, and one is a book bound. And it's so crazy, because before I switched, you would have never caught me in these planners. I would have been a straight up disbound girl, but I have been absolutely loving my passion planner, which you guys, I will have a code linked in the bio so you guys can use that code if you want to order a passion planner. You know, they did come out with their new releases, which I was like, how do we feel about some of the new releases? So I know that HP recently had their release, and I know I don't talk about them a lot because, let's be honest, I didn't really watch any of the videos, but from what I heard, from what the girls were saying on the street, child, them planners won all that. I'm sorry, but that's what I heard. Okay, that's what the girls said. They said they won all that, and the stickles was all right. Okay, that's what I had heard on the street. Okay, and then passion planner had their little release, and I was like, okay, passion planner, I see you, because look, that gold planner with the little bunnies on it, that was real cute. That was real cute. Mm-hmm. For 2023. Mm-hmm. I was like, I might have to get that one, you know, because I do want the pink passion planner. Now look, Queentober is coming up, so I'm gonna go ahead and slide that. Queentober is coming up, so if you want to buy your girl a passion planner for 2023, go right on ahead, because I do like the pink one that's undated, and the one that looked like the Encanto house, it's undated as well. I do like that one, and that new one with the moon and the bunnies, it was very, very cute. Now, one thing I will say, y'all, I have went through planning, and I went through a lot of planning, and I need to ask this question. Is anybody else a daily planner? Because let me tell you, I have tried daily planning multiple times, and each time, by the time I finish daily planning, I just want to pull my hair the hell out. Like, what is happening with, I cannot do the daily planning. I be wanting to, because the girlies who daily plan, the plans be popping. Okay, like I have a girl that I, you know, PR with on Cafecito, and she, her name is Dominique, and she does daily planning in her little go-getter. It be so cute, y'all. It be so stinking cute. Hell, even Linda from Cafecito be doing her daily planner, and it be so cute. But girl, when I daily plan, it be a hot mess. It be a hot mess. The planner spread come out cute, but then I just be like, my mind overthinks all the stuff I need to do for a week, for the week. So even though I see just that daily there, it ain't giving what it's supposed to give. So I cannot daily plan. But if you are a daily planner, slide in your girl inbox and tell me, what is your like method? Like, what is your way to daily plan without overwhelming yourself with thinking about the week? Or do you use like a weekly and a daily combined, so that way you can just look at the weekly? I don't know. I've tried the daily plan and it ain't for me. And maybe I need the daily and weekly plan. I don't know. But it ain't working. It ain't happening for your girl. It's just so stressful. And like with my passion planner, one of the things that a lot of people get frustrated with the passion planner about is how it has that hourly section. So I just write in the planner. I don't look at the hourly section, girl. So it may say something like check emails or clock in at 10, girl, I'm not gonna write it by 10. It could be by 12. It could be by 6 p.m. clock in at 10. I don't go by what the time schedule says. There are ways to get around that. Like me personally, I just don't look at it, but I can also cover it up with washi. I can leave it there. It doesn't really bother me. But I know some people who really hate to look at the hourly layout because it drives them insane or makes their anxiety high. But for me, daily planning makes my anxiety high. So somebody just let me know, like, how can I daily plan? Because I be wanting to be like the other girlies in daily plan too. I know we supposed to plan for ourselves, right? And I've also noticed noticed that my planning style has changed. And this is why I say there is no such thing as planner peace, because we try to find planner peace, but does it really exist or no? Because I'm starting to think planner peace does not exist. And the reason why I say that it doesn't exist is because I have noticed that my planning style has changed a lot, even this year and over the last couple of years. Like I said, you wouldn't have caught me dead in the last couple of years using any of the planners that I'm using. I was completely about the Disbound system, and now I don't really necessarily need to switch things around in my planner, other than my wellness planner. And the only reason why is because I get joy from doing the black and white spreads in my wellness planner and using different color pens. It keeps me entertained. It makes me drawn back to my wellness planner. And honestly, most of the time, I'm just going to use that blackout paper, because look, let me just be honest. Bess is out here selling paper crack. I'll say it again. Bess from Life Planner Action is out here selling paper crack with them black inserts, because they are popping, y'all. The black inserts are amazing. The pens just glide on so smooth. Ugh, I'm obsessed. I am obsessed. Okay. And then like with my passion planner, it's my catch-all planner. So I don't feel the need to really change up too much. As long as I have the monthly where I can put down bills and things that I need to track for the month. And then I can also have my weekly area and to write things in from day to day. I'm usually pretty good. And it does give you a nice amount of space down at the bottom, so you can switch it around and change it up if you need to put something down at the bottom. So I just don't feel like it. And also, you can always do the tape-in method with the passion planner. So you can tape in an insert, or, you know, tape something down or change up the look. So I have really been into that as well with my passion planner. But yeah, y'all, I don't know. We've been talking about planners and I done got juiced and excited. Y'all see I'm talking fast. But yeah, I have really missed chatting about planners, and I was like, oh snap, let me talk about it. So the passion planner release was really cute. The HP release was like, I don't know. I have not bought in stickers like from a regular, like, y'all, I don't know the last time I've been to Joann's or Michael's to buy like stickers. And I was going to Hobby Lobby to buy like their little paper studio sticker books, but I don't know the last time I've actually bought in stickers from the store versus like shopping online with small shops. I've really been about small shops. As you guys know, I already PR for like Cafecito Designs, and I also PR for Shine Sticker Studio. And then also like my inserts, I PR for Life Planner Action. I also am the ambassador, the only ambassador for SPCO. So these are some of my favorite shops that I shop with. And I just hopped back into a passion planner, and I don't use their stickers but too much, but I absolutely love their planners. And I'm really excited about the journey and the planning journey that I'm on. And this is why I say I know that planner peace does not exist, because my style has changed so much. The way I plan has changed. And just the things that like the need for my planner has changed, and like why I broke things up into a different area. Like, that's why I have a catch-all. That's why I have a work planner. That's why I have a wellness planner, because I need to see things at a glance, and I need to see certain things in certain areas. And so it was just really nice to break everything up. So if you are using multiple planners, don't let nobody shame you for using your multiple planners. And if you can put it all into one planner, girl, more power to you, because I don't know how you do it, because yeah, your girl wasn't able to do it. But you know, don't let anybody shame you for your planner journey, because your planner journey is your planner journey. You plan how you want to plan. And then go out there and enjoy them spreads, honey, because I'll be enjoying seeing y'all plan, and I'll be enjoying seeing y'all planners. And I promise to share more of my planner, but I have really been just kind of slowly stepping away from the planner community and not wanting to be fully in the planner community, because at one point it was just so much drama. It was just people biting at each other. It was just craziness and foolishness all the time. And honey, your girl was not about that. No, ma'am, not about that life. Will I still call out the injustice and the issues and the inclusion and diversity that's not happening in certain, you know, areas? Absolutely. I still speak up about that, but I am not into entertaining like the foolishness that is behind the scenes sometimes, because honey, it can get crazy. And you know, sometimes it just makes you feel like you don't want to be here. But I am starting to get more excited about my planner, and I will be showing a few more planner spreads and stuff like that. And I have definitely got to show y'all my passion planner. I will definitely be doing a flip through for you guys, so stay tuned for that reel. I just wanted to have a little planner chat with y'all and see what y'all were up to, what planners y'all using. So go ahead and let your girl know, because I would love to know. And with that being said, y'all, I feel like I had so much to tell y'all, because it's been so crazy. I had to get a little planner chat in, okay? And then I also had to just have a conversation with y'all and just kind of rant a little bit. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, okay? I love you, baby, so much. And remember that a Sunday is what? Girl, you already know it is self-care Sunday. So that means what? You cannot pour from an empty cup. Take time to take care of you. Pour that glass of wine. Do those nails. Do a manicure, okay? Do a little spa day for yourself. Whatever it is to make you feel good, do something for you because you cannot pour from an empty cup. And I cannot stress that enough about self-care Sunday. And I hope you guys have an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you babes later. And until next time, y'all know what to do. Stay fancy.